This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
That's not fair. That's not fair. LSU is too good, but we want to win too. Get your whiny bitch ass out of this game. Y'all can't win. Get over it.
Let's freaking go. LSU, your national champions of college baseball 2025, number 8. Number 2 for Jay Johnson for the number 2 jersey number wear. Oh, my goodness gracious. I wish I was in Omaha, Nebraska, but I had the good fortune of being in New York City and watching from the legendary Legends Bar, which is also known as an LSU bar in New York City. I've always wanted to experience that. And now I am on a high because I decided to party there for a little bit. And then walk around New York City, Times Square, all that stuff. But the bottom line is this national championship is one of the most impressive national championship runs in LSU history. College baseball, everybody's good now. And in this SEC, and with Coastal Carolina, with their winning streak being what it is, the fact that Jay Johnson, when all these different teams have really good players. He has won 2 national championships in 3 seasons in a sport where I do feel it's the hardest to do so because of the randomness of college baseball. He beat the favorites, Arkansas, twice on the way. He beat twice Coastal Carolina, who had this magical run. And boy, oh boy, did Coastal Carolina talk the most shit you will ever hear from a team that had not really won anything outside of that one natty. The fact that LSU did what they did like businessmen, you notice how professional and buttoned up, and LSU winning these games with some adversity mixed in there. And I understand there will be thoughts and critiques of LSU's run here. You got to play UALR twice. Your regional wasn't as strong. Your super regional wasn't as strong as some of the other teams. I don't want to hear it. LSU is your national championships. They don't put any of that shit on the billboard. They just put natties on the billboard. If I have to hear from another Tennessee Volunteer fan that Tony Vitello is the best coach in college baseball, shut the hell up. Shut the hell up. It is not Tony Vitello. It is not Dave Van Horn. Name any coach, it's LSU. And also, we could put to rest who the best college baseball program is of all time. Recent success should always matter over prior to success, because as we evolve, things become harder for you to win, right? Everybody's good in all sports. The talent pools have only gotten wider, basically, in all sports. LSU is, to me, by far the premier team in all of college baseball. And at the same time, one of the premier college sports in any sport. So big shout out to LSU. Please like this video. Please share it. Hit the subscribe button, all those different things. I know we're starting this a little bit later. We didn't do just the direct LSU versus Coastal Carolina postgame. This one won't be as long as some of the others as well. Just wanted to check in with you guys. And to me, my big takeaway from LSU defeating Coastal Carolina is this team, okay, what they did that was so unfreaking believably impressive was win in a variety of ways. This will not be a team that everyone points to as like an all-time great college baseball team like they do with the Paul Skeens and Dylan Cruz 2023 LSU Tigers. I understand that the hits just didn't come. It did feel very nice towards the end of the game that Michael Braswell finally was able to get a big-time hit. But the bottom line is LSU took care of business. It wasn't the sexiest. There wasn't an 18-4 like there was a few years ago, and that one was so unfreaking believably sweet. But give it up to Anthony Ianson, a great, I won't say bounce-back performance after his performance was rained out a few days ago, but an amazing performance nonetheless. A few other things. I do think the first national championship that Jay Johnson won at LSU had a lot more to do with LSU than it did Jay Johnson, right? Because that team was so good. And Jay Johnson would have been remembered as the team who didn't win the Natty with Paul Skeens and Dylan Cruz. Now, if they had lost to Florida or Wake Forest, all three of those teams would have been heavy favorites to win it all in this year. But Wake Forest with Louder was a great, great, great team. And then Florida with Wyatt Langford was also an all-time great team. And Jack Caglione and all that stuff. But Jay Johnson still got it done. Still, everyone points to that team being so good. Not so much just the stars, but the role players, Beloso and all those guys. This national championship, I think, had a lot more to do with Jay Johnson than anything else. I mean, this was such a beautifully coached season because what made this year so difficult is that LSU went through such long periods of not being able to hit the ball at the level that they wanted to hit the ball. And on top of that, they were also a team that did have depth, right? They did have a lot of players who you could make a strong case deserve more playing time, or they deserve another opportunity, or they deserve to play this position or that position. Or if they did play, they deserve to bat in this portion of the order. And all Jay Johnson did all year was 90%+ of the time push all the right buttons. And like I said, I'm not the strongest baseball personality you will ever see in the world, but it does seem that those who compare Jay Johnson to Ed Orgeron, the coldest take in the history of cold takes, okay? The bottom line is LSU is that team. Big shout out to Jeff with the repost. We say hi to the master, Blaster. Good to see you. What's up, Alex? Good to see you. Christopher, what's good? Just hanging out on a glorious evening. Once again, this isn't going to be anything crazy, all right? I know a lot of you are getting ready to watch Game 7. I think it's going to be a blowout. I think the Thunder are about to blow them out. But yeah, on a personal note, New York City's been absolutely amazing. I really, really, really appreciate getting to travel. I would not have been able to go on this trip if I didn't have help, people that wanted me to be here. And I'm not anybody like super relevant or anything like that, but this was a life-changing trip for me. I would love to move here. Okay. I really do love New York that much. But my heart is in the South and I will be home pretty soon. But what was interesting to me was I just feel college baseball is what college sports should be. It's somewhat regional, and it's not completely spoiled by money or anything like that. I'm not saying that money doesn't play a role in college baseball whatsoever. It does. But the truth is, I am just overjoyed that LSU baseball is the face of this sport that will continue to grow. There are a lot of people that want the sport to grow, one of which is ESPN. If ESPN wants it to grow, they will find ways to get it to grow. They do, I feel, need to do a better job of promoting it, about what makes this sport better than actual MLB baseball. It would make a lot of sense for ESPN to do that if, you know, they had their qualms with Major League Baseball. I won't get into a bunch of spicy media takes there, but there was a drift, if you will. But, you know, LSU is the brand that everybody wants to be in all sports. We have won natties out the wazoo. We have won three basically in the past calendar two seasons. That does not include women's basketball. That does not include Burrow. You are the luckiest sports fans in all of college sports, because not only do you win, that's the thing. It's not only that LSU wins, it's that they do it as the school with swagger. It's the school that everyone wants to be. Okay. You know, the most popular celebrities at Fanatics Fest outside of Jordan, or outside of, excuse me, LeBron and Tom Brady, was Livy Dunn. When Livy Dunn was walking the floor at Fanatics Fest, kids were screaming her name. Okay. Livy is synonymous with LSU. Paul Skeens is synonymous with LSU. Flage synonymous with LSU. Everybody wants to be here. Everybody wants to play here. And on a Sunday on ABC, unopposed, everyone got to see LSU do LSU things. Okay. Now, something else that I feel is true about LSU, and this will come off as the single most biased thing in the history of biased takes on this channel. Now, before I continue, I want to include that I feel when it comes to LSU analysis, I am fair. I feel like I am more objective than most diehard LSU fans. Okay. But one thing I have noticed is that when teams play LSU, they cave, especially teams that are not ready for the big stage. All right. Notice leading into this national championship series, Coastal Carolina was not ready. They were not ready. The talk about Coastal Carolina was so much the 26-game win streak. But the truth was, the way that they talked, the way that they characterized themselves, the way that the coach said Chanticleers or whatever the F it was, like, that is weak shit. You don't win versus the biggest brand with that weak stuff. And I understand that there are going to be conversations about the validity of throwing out a head coach in the first inning of a do-or-die game. But it felt like me, the Coastal Carolina coaching staff made a lot of this about them, how good they were. But notice, Jay Johnson, it's not about him. It's about the program. It's about rebuilding. It's about reloading. And I understand there were key members of that team that were on this year's team. Still, I look at what this man just did and how he carried himself. I understand Tennessee won a natty the year before with a coach that was very boisterous and all those different things. But I just felt Coastal just made this series so much about stuff that's not even baseball. Could it have been the media? Yeah, it could have been. It could have been. We say hi to Jordan. Malaysia Fulwale wants to be at LSU. Edward O, it's good. Yeah, it's crazy, Bullfrog. 2 championships in 3 years. Okay, I know Skip won all those in a short period of time. But it's harder to win now. It's harder. It's just way, way, way harder. It's not to diminish what Skip Bertman did. He will always be the best coach here at LSU. But let's keep it a buck. LSU was the best team this year in college baseball. They were the number one ranked team, according to D1 Baseball, before the final few games of the season. Okay? Now, let's hear from the Coastal Carolina coach. I want his side of the story about why he was thrown out of the game. But let me say this. He crumbled. And he's going to look back at this when the adrenaline of all this is over, and he's going to know he crumbled and he let his team down. Okay, so here's Coach Kevin Schnall.
Players for winning their 8th national championship. They deserved it. They earned it. They played just a little bit better than we did. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry for what happened. I'm sorry for this being...
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Being over, I'm sorry for how it ended. To have the words head coach next to my name associated with this team, these guys, I couldn't be more proud. What they accomplished this year, 56 wins, 26 straight, regular season conference champions, conference tournament champions, Conway regional champions, Auburn super regional champions. This team got us back to the College World Series. This team got us back to the College World Series finals. Again, proud is an understatement of how I feel about this team. The impact that these guys and this team will have in the
athletic. Question for Dean. After the first inning, can you talk about what was shared between the team after the first inning?
Yeah, we're just trying to get ourselves, you know, down from 100 there. Things escalated a little quicker.
Noah Bienick, 11.7. Coach, the 28th pitch of the first inning, were you warned prior to it? And then I know the home plate umpire kind of turned his back and walked away. Were any words shared from him to you afterwards?
There's 25,000 people there, and I vaguely hear a warning issued. As the head coach, I was assistant for 24 years, and as an assistant, you're almost treated like a second-level citizen, and you can't say a word. Now, as a head coach, I think it is your right to get an explanation of why we got warned. And I'm 48 years old. I shouldn't get shooed by another grown man, right? So when I come out to ask what the warning is, a grown man shooed me. So at that point, I can now hear him say it was a warning issued for arguing balls and strikes. And at that point, I said, because you missed 3. At that point, ejected. If that warrants an ejection, I'm the first one to stand here like a man and apologize. 2 words that define our program are own it. And what does that mean is you have to own everything that you do. without blame, without defending yourself, without excuses. If you guys watch the video, there was a guy that came in extremely aggressively, tripped over Campos's foot, embarrassed in front of 25,000, immediately goes 2-game suspension and said, bumping the umpire. Immediately does that. There was no bump. He was embarrassed. I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism. They'll retract it, though, because now it's excessive. And the reason why it's excessive, because I was trying to say, I didn't bump him. It is what it is. But if that warranted an ejection, man, there'd be a lot of ejections. As an umpire, I feel like it's your job to manage the game, the national championship game, with some poise, some calmness, and a little bit of tolerance.
Coach, just to follow up, obviously that was a supercharged first inning, and it seemed like your team was able to settle in. I mean, obviously you're still watching the game. What did you see from the way that your club responded to kind of the emotions of the start of that game?
Ended up being 5-3. You got to give their pitcher credit. The breaking ball was pretty good. There's a reason why so many strikeouts, and we were just expanding the zone a little bit too much. That said, we got a couple good swings, and we were right there in it. We just couldn't get enough swings. I mean, it just came down to we kept getting guys on base.
Blah-dee, 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 blah. God dog, Kevin. You let your team down, bro. That's all there is to it. You let your mother freaking team down. That's all there is to it. I wish there was something more to it. There just isn't. That's just it. You let your team down. You're another grown man's athleticism.
I'm so proud right now. You know, not to be taken for granted. Being here 2 years ago, that was special. Greatest night of my life. This is equal and maybe even tops in some ways. You know, it was probably a year ago today, we had 12 players in our program that actually played on the field for us in 2024. 12. That's not a lot. And then, as Coach Burtman would say, we ended up with some really good fortune. We had to go to work. We got the really talented freshmen through the high school draft or through the Major League Baseball draft. And in a month's time, you know, we were able to add Chris. We were able to add Anthony, Zach Cowan, Luis Hernandez, Danny Dickinson. To those 12 guys, which were the right 12 guys. And not included in that 12 is Chase Shores. And you don't get to this podium, you don't get to this moment without a lot of things going right over a long period of time. Chase Shores is the first real dude, high school player that committed to us when I accepted the job. And I think this is appropriate to have these three players here. They are exactly what this team was, which is our motto for the year was tough and together. And I've never seen a team more mentally tough and consistent. I mean, we went through probably the hardest schedule in college baseball and we had one hiccup, one. I mean, we're, you know, a little speed bump at Auburn. But other than that, they dominated the season and they dominated the schedule. And it is talent, but it is character. I mean, I can't even, like, picture my life for our program without a Chris Stanfield, a Chase Shores, and an Anthony Ianson. You know, I mean, we were a little behind on Chris, and somehow he had the faith. We hit it off pretty quick, built a pretty strong bond, and we're able to get him. And then, you know, I've mentioned this before with Anthony. There's one guy a summer in this crazy new world that we're living in that, you know, it's going to tip the scales for you to have an opportunity to be here and do what we just accomplished. And that was Anthony Ianson. And then Chase Shores, I'm so proud of him. I mean, it was a weekend starter on the 2023 national championship team as a freshman. His last pitch of that season was a 97 mile an hour fastball that struck somebody out from Tennessee. With the box rocket, and then he had to go through the 18-month recovery rehab and persevered through all of that. And there's nobody I would have rather had finish the game tonight for this second national championship than Chase Shores. And I could talk forever and ever about a lot of different things. I would just say these three dudes sum up what the 2025 national championship team was. I love you guys. I will do anything for you for the rest of your life. And amazing. You did this. It would not have happened without you. So thank you.
Love you, Kyle.
Love you, too. Love you.
I mean, I know it sounds cliche. I get emotional hearing that. A coach giving credit fully to his players. Notice it wasn't anything I did. I recruited that. No, it was this guy committed to LSU. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Watching somebody get ejected in the first inning of a championship game. Crazy. There's also a lot of fights in the stands amongst LSU. It was actually friendly fire. I saw a few fights amongst Coastal fans and a few fights amongst LSU fans. So, yeah, let's hear a little bit more from Jay Johnson here, and we'll keep it moving.
Okay, we'll now open it up to questions for the student-athletes.
Noah Bienick, 11.7. Chase, Coach kind of mentioned your duration through your LSU career, not necessarily the injury, how you kind of dreamt of it happening, but what does it mean to you to be on the mound for the final out at the College World Series National Championship?
Yeah, it means everything. Being a part of that 23 team was special, but, you know, just to play a part in this run in Omaha was, you know, a dream come true, and, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world, and, you know, I'm just super thankful to do it with great teammates like Chris and Anthony.
Michael Cobble, WBRZ-TV in Baton Rouge for Anthony. And Chris, if you don't mind, just we'll start with Anthony. The idea that you guys were battle-tested coming into this thing, right? And you've seen probably a little bit of everything. Obviously, the first inning in this one got off to a little wild, wacky start, but then you had to settle in and play ball for eight more innings, I guess. Just speak to the resilience and kind of the understanding that this thing was a long way from being over.
Yeah, like you said, we've been tested all year. I was just waiting for adversity to hit me in the game. Right when that happened, I knew that that's when I put my pedal to the metal and just push a little bit more and just continue to fight for the team. And just to know that I got guys behind me that obviously, you know, we just won this thing. So they're pretty good at baseball. But they just did their job behind me. So super grateful for that.
Yeah, I say, you know, we've been tested all year. We've been through some ups and downs, and there's no one I would do it with besides this team. Like, it's been amazing. Starts at the top with Coach Johnson and the staff and just keeping us ready and prepared day in, day out. You know, when we went down 1-0, like, that's really nothing for us because we know the whole game's ahead of us and we got the best team.
Anthony, now that you're a national champion, what did that Little Rock win, the last one, do for your guys' confidence?
Yeah, I think we were confident before that, but I think just coming back from that game really showed us what we were about. Obviously, they played very well that weekend. And just us staying to our plan and our approach and just continuing to be ourselves really helped us out going forward.
Aaron Fitt, D1 Baseball. Anthony, I assume when you made the decision to come to LSU that winning a national championship was a major reason behind that decision. Now that you're here, I mean, how does this compare to maybe what you dreamed it might feel like?
Yeah, I remember hugging my parents right now with the natty hat and shirt on when I dreamed about this place. And even on my visit, just looking at all the history on the wall, this is what I dreamed of, literally throwing pitches, starting the game for the final game of the national championship. So just super grateful for Coach Johnson for giving me the opportunity, and thankful for God, obviously.
Hey, Glenn Gilbo, Tiger Rag. Chase, what were you thinking when you came in? You went to a tough situation there. They got close. Just how was your heart pounding? What was going through your mind?
Yeah, I was just trying to take it one pitch at a time. I just kept thinking about my teammates. Just really wanted to get the job done for them. And I feel like when you try to do something for your teammates, it kind of takes the pressure off of you. And, you know, it just allows me to go in there and focus on the job.
Jacob Brunner, Baseball America. For all three of you guys, what does Coach Johnson do to bring this group together and get you guys to this point, especially with so many new faces in the building this year?
Yeah, I'll start. You know, he's the man. Like, I say that all the time, but, like, we come in and we know, you know, what our jobs are, and he lays it out for us and makes it very, very easy to understand. So for us to just go out there and be ourselves and play our game, like that's what LSU is.
For sure. Yeah, I'm super thankful for Coach Johnson. I've really appreciated these past 3 years. And, I mean, yeah, like Chris said, he's the man. He outlines everything before every game and kind of just makes our job a lot easier because he, you know, says what's going to happen before the game and we just got to go out there and execute.
Yeah, it feels like a movie when he talks about the lineup before the game, talking about everybody's role, that how they can contribute to scoring runs on the offensive side is fun to watch. But nobody more prepared, obviously, than Coach Johnson. He puts in so much work that none of us see, just preparing the team and preparing the coaching staff to, you know, tackle any obstacle.
And I've had this explained to me a lot about Jay Johnson's work ethic. Like, it's next level. And some that have been around LSU a long time, they say, yeah, it's like he's always doing shit. Basically, it's just the Cliff Notes version. And like, it's utterly insane. It is utterly insane that this guy is the coach of our team. It makes you feel very happy. Let's go to Sam. He says Stanny is his favorite player. Yeah, he's up there. I'd go. My personal favorite is Monster Milam. I have his autograph photo hanging in my painting, actually, hanging in my room with my Jaden Daniels, BTJ, and Emily Neighbors picture. So I love Monster Milam. And once again, he was just so big. Yeah, obviously in yesterday's game. And then today I wanted to talk about Ethan Frye. Man, what a performance, dude.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Shout out to all the redheads of PHO. I feel like if there's one thing I'm disappointed in is, like, we have a redhead shortage on PHO. Like, where in the hell are the gingers? Like, I don't feel like there's a lot of fire crotches that watch my show. I mean, there's something that's got to give. Like, it drives me nuts. And I think it finally dawned on me, there's not a whole lot of, like, redheads in Louisiana. Like, we really need more redheads. My dad's favorite player on the team is Jake Brown. And Cliff obviously knows my father. My dad has been clamoring for Jake Brown to be, like, everyday starter. And, boy, was he so good for LSU. But all of that aside, Ethan Frye. We said yesterday we were going to get that big Ethan Frye game. It was going to happen. And that was today. So the Ethan Frye moments of games is when it's the final innings. Shout out to Barry Jones, also a redhead. We need more redheads of PHL. But yeah, Anthony, I brought this up. Jay Johnson feels like Saban. It really does feel like it. I understand that that's just way too lofty of a praise, but it feels like it. And I've made that comparison a few times. And I'm also not saying that Nick's way is the best way to win championships, period, right? Not all coaches are the same. John Wooden was not Nick Saban, all right? But Jay Johnson feels like Nick. For one, they're both short on the shorter scale. But number two, they're just maniacal about details, very anti-bulletin board material. Their coaching staffs are always going to be electric. Their coaching staffs are always going to be rated by other programs, which, you know, obviously almost just happened with Duke and Coach Jordan. But it feels like it, right? And that's why it was so weird when Jay Johnson got the Ed Orgeron comparisons, because it wasn't a comparison based on who they are. They are not the same personalities at all. And I know, like, a lot of people joke about the Ed Orgeron comparison, but there is quite a few people that made that. And I was like, what are y'all talking about? And Jay Johnson said in the press conference, this team only had one blip. Now, you know, he used that very, like, lightly because, you know, they had some other blips. But really, Auburn was the only series where they were just ass. Okay, Texas, and he lost that series, but – there's some weird stuff in that game, too, after you won the game one. It just is a phenomenal, phenomenal coaching job. Because there are people whose opinions I respect about LSU baseball that were saying, hey, I don't feel this team is a national championship team. There's not a single person who was watching Dylan Crews and Paul Skeens in 2023 and said, you know what, this team not winning at all is okay. Right, that team needed to win it all. Now, obviously, in reality, like I said earlier, Wake Forest and Florida were so good, and they were still able to beat them and win it all. This year was a little bit different, and that's what makes Jay Johnson's coaching job so spectacular. Okay. Yeah, you know, I ironically, even though there's always an Augie Garrido, Skip Bertman debate, I always liked Augie Garrido, right? Augie was a character. I was very honored to ask him a question in a press conference and meet him many moons ago. I was always an Augie fan. He's a different kind of cat. Okay, we'll take a few more here in beautiful New York City. I freaking love this city, man. I freaking love this city in the summer. Okay, I kind of want to make New York a summer trip every year. What a day. Zara, y'all come on. I just went and got a hey always hounds me for bringing her back something. And this is going to get me in a lot of trouble. I don't think you should every single time bring back something for your significant other or a friend or whatever, unless they specifically ask. Well, Haley's really good at specifically asking every damn time I go on a trip. Get me something. So I was going to get her the basic I love New York sweater. And I was like, that's stupid. Let me go get something else. So I was like, what can I go get? Well, this was something really cool. And I was going to save this for the end, and I didn't have time to put this on the screen here, but this is one of the most incredible things I've ever gotten to experience. So a lot of our diehard PHLers know about this guy right here. Okay, that was probably one of the 10 or 15 first super diehard Power Hour LSU viewers. That is Yusha from Ukraine. All right. So you should today saw that I was at Fanatics Fest and took a 2-hour bus ride to just meet me. Coolest, top five coolest things I've gotten to do on the channel. And it's interesting to look at the world through someone else's eyes. Obviously, I'm not going to get political here. I'm just not. But, you know, obviously we're in the midst of things now. And him being Ukrainian, he's obviously been through somewhat similar things. Once again, this is not a geopolitical conference here. But I find the LSU brand to be something so powerful that brings people together of all different backgrounds. There's not a single one of the 158 of you watching. It doesn't tell me how it's split up amongst Twitter or Facebook or whatever. It's crazy. None of us have the same exact political views or ways we look or whatever. But that was really powerful. It was really, really powerful. So then we left there. And then, as I mentioned earlier, I got to see my buddy Martin Black, who is just got done interviewing Tyrann Mathieu, by the way, doing really good stuff in sports media. And then I met the former producer of Pardon My Take, to me, the best sports podcast on the planet. And he was awesome. Producer Liam, awesome guy. Awesome, awesome, awesome guy. I didn't know he was going to be there. I knew Martin invited me to come to Legends to watch the end from the LSU bar. I almost missed his text. And I'd always wanted to go to Legends. I'd always heard of Legends. I had been so drunk in New York before that I had been that's my dad screaming in the background. Oh, did Hallie just tear his ACL? Did that just happen? What? And Kevin Durant got traded today? Are you kidding me? KD was at the thing when he got traded too. That's crazy. Chance says, I need a few more weeks to get over this. Well, Chance, you're basically a baseball first guy. To be honest, though, Chance, and you know, it just depends on your definition of getting over. It's hard for me to get over. It's going to be hard for me to get over this one. This one I felt was very unexpected. Like, it just didn't ever feel like this team was destined to be a Natty team. It just didn't feel like it. I don't know exactly how to describe it. I guess the people that I follow that cover LSU baseball religiously and watch every pitch of every game, they were saying, I just don't see it. SEC is really strong. This is Texas's year. Georgia out of nowhere is good. Crazy. So, yeah, I was getting ready to sign off to watch the end of this game, but to go watch the rest of the NBA game with my dad. I don't know if we're going to watch it here or go to a bar or something. I think Halliburton just tore his Achilles or something. It was serious. In game 7. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Sports are wild. All right, we'll take a few more. Once again, big thanks to our friends that always make this happen. That, of course, is Ion.
Let's go! On a journey together with Zion Imaging, I want you to see this experience up close. And me as a wedding and event DJ, I watched how everybody had so much fun with Zion Imaging. And a big reason for their success is the team. Yes, Jaron Thomas and his family started this off as a passion project, and they have one simple goal in mind: taking your event to the next level. Whether it's a wedding, reunion, quinceañera, school, or corporate event, Zion Imaging is all about family-friendly fun. And I got to show you on this tour the high-level technology that quickly sends your video session to your phone, whether it's iPhone or Android. Yes, it's the Zion Imaging 360 Spin Booth experience serving North Texas, North Louisiana, South Arkansas, Orlando, and more. Give us a call, 318-469-4265. Check us out on Facebook or book us at Zion Imaging, xyanimaging.com.
What a freaking day. What a freaking day. I'm trying to figure out what happened to Hallie.
In the series, they're all going to be within the major leagues. Going off of Michael's question, if you're a pitcher and you don't want to come here right now, you're out to lunch. Like you're not thinking clearly, because that's three dudes that pitch in the series. They're all going to be within the major leagues within 18 months. Going off of Michael's question,
notice every single time, dude. I wish I did not glaze Jay Johnson as much as I glaze this guy. Like, I really do think I'm witnessing like a transcendent coach. Like, it is nuts that I'm watching this guy do this. Every single interview, he's recruiting the next team. Augie Garrido would do that as well. I remember that was part of why I was a fan of Augie Garrido. I remember he did a post-game national championship interview where the reporter said, Augie, how do you feel about winning this national championship? And he said, well, I'm now looking for a shortstop. And I was like, that is just so freaking good. The best coaches know next year starts right the frick now. I love it. I freaking love it. Oh, man. Jesse says, I can't wait until the football national championship live stream. You know, I think there is some restlessness, because most of us would take a football natty over a baseball natty. Okay. And now we've won two. And Kim's won hers, and Jay Clark won his, and now we're just like, well, what's next? My big thing is, and I had a conversation with someone at the bar about this at Legends. I think it was Martin. Yeah, it was Marty. My biggest thing is Matt McMahon. All right. And I'm not going to do like 1,000 different LSU basketball breakdowns, but something has to give with McMahon. Like, we are holding Brian Kelly to a national championship standard. We first need to make the playoff. But for Matt McMahon, he needs to make the tournament. The playoff is a 1-in-12 shot. You have 68 slots to make the NCAA basketball tournament. Look, Carter, there's automatic bids for all these other conferences. Damn it, I don't give a shit. You get 68 chances to be seated on any one of those lines. 68. Get in the damn tournament. I don't care if we're in the first four in Dayton. So I'm not just coping for Brian Kelly because I like the guy. I want him to get to a playoff. But damn it, it is unacceptable that we're not in the men's basketball tournament. I don't mind being a program that's in the men's basketball tournament once every 2 years. Hell, at this rate, I want once out of every 3 years. We've not been there in the 3 years under Matt McMahon. And our old coach is out recruiting North freaking Carolina for recruits. Yes. He is out recruiting North Carolina and Duke for recruits at NC State. Jim Valvano did not walk through that damn door. Yeah, Mike, it sucks. And your diagnosis is probably pretty accurate. Crazy. Doesn't make any damn sense, y'all. It really doesn't. All right, that'll do it for me. Thank you guys so much. I know this was kind of an impromptu live stream just out of nowhere, but you guys tuned in. And, man, to this entire roster, and I know I didn't mention everyone, to the Tony Gwynn winner in Chris Stanfield, to Michael Braswell, to Stephen Milam, to, you know, we didn't even mention Derek Curiel's name until this point in the live stream, and he was, you know, so big today. It's just so sweet, man. So sweet. Like, this is where you want to be. You want to be an LSU Tiger. All right. So I'll go ahead and show it since I mentioned it. It is a basketball thing. So you'll see, and it's not too grotesque. You'll be okay. You'll see his right, see that right leg just popping. Watch. Bang. You see that? It's his right calf, midway through his calf. It's just brutal. It's just brutal. It's just too many games. I mean, NBA series should not be over five games. And so he'll more than likely miss all of next year, but their salaries are fully guaranteed, which I think are stupid, but that's a different story. Okay. But now I was going to say the USHA story for the end, but I did want to get to Brian Kelly here. Okay. I do think he doesn't need to make the playoff. He's safe for the next season based on the contract. But now he really needs to make at least a playoff at least once over the next couple of seasons. But, you know, next year will be the first year where the quarterback room gets a little muddy over who you're going to be your quarterback going into 2026. So, we don't need to make the playoff. If he misses the playoff, he's not going to get fired. But if he goes 7-5 again, he might not make it. He might not. The powers that be, and Sibley can break this down for us. The powers that be will I'll say that. Okay, I want to get back to the sweet stuff. Okay. Look at this. This is from friend of the show, Seth Lewis. Watch this, it'll hit you like a ton of bricks. Derek Curiel. That's his dog, Bo Curiel. Look at that. Bo went to every game. Crazy. But I'll go ahead and say what I was going to say. So I don't know if Sibley's still in the chat or not, but I understand the buyout is the buyout. But a way can always be found if people are not happy with who's in charge. A way can always be found if somebody really wants somebody to be out of there. But Brian Kelly is here for the bare minimum, at least 2 seasons, unless things get really, really, really dicey next year. Okay. There you go. It is Power Hour LSU. Boom. Shout out. Oh, we didn't get any super chats. All good. Shout out to our partner, Zion Imaging. Shout out to the Fast Draft Fantasy app. Please go sign up using my promo code Carter for a deposit match bonus up to $500. And we will be back in the States tomorrow. We won't go live on Monday because we never go live on Mondays. But we'll be live again on Tuesday night. Okay. Prayers to safe travel. And, man, I cannot freaking believe it. We are national champions yet again. Let's freaking go. Let's go.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.